You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 18 new cases of community transmission. 9 of the new cases are linked to the Avalon cluster on the northern beaches. But there's a new outbreak which health officials are calling the Croydon cluster, which involves 6 infections of community transmission in Sydney's inner west. The source of the Croydon cluster remains unknown and is under investigation. 3 further locally acquired cases are also being investigated, 2 cases from the Wollongong area and 1 from northern Sydney. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says more new infections linked to the Croydon cluster are expected to be recorded in the coming days.
I'm expecting that there will be, because of the nature of the contact and the fact that we have identified that there were infectious people at a number of these events, and some of the events went for over an hour at these family gatherings, and the household nature of it. So I'm just expecting that we will see cases. It is to be expected.
The state government also announced more New Year's Eve restrictions for Sydney that will be enforced after the increase in cases. Household gatherings in Greater Sydney are now limited to 5 people inside, down from 10. 30 people are allowed to gather outdoors, down from 50. On the northern beaches, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says gatherings of 5 people will be permitted.
All households in Greater Sydney, that includes Wollongong, the Central Coast, Nepean and Blue Mountains, as well as the southern part of the Northern Beaches, so the southern zone of the Northern Beaches, will now be limited to 5 people per household on New Year's Eve. Obviously, in the Northern Beaches, you cannot welcome anybody to your home that's outside your zone. In Greater Sydney, we don't want anyone welcoming anyone to their home more than 5 people. And as I said, Greater Sydney includes Wollongong, Central Coast, Nepean, Blue Mountains in terms of the definitions we're using.
Meanwhile, the ACT's current COVID-19 travel restrictions will remain in place over the New Year period. The Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, says all travellers who have been in hot spots, including Sydney, the Central Coast, the Blue Mountains and Wollongong, must isolate for 14 days.
In terms of people from those areas travelling to the ACT, that again should not be happening. ACT residents who've been in those areas who need to return home will need to go into self-isolation, home quarantine for a period of 14 days. What we are asking is ACT residents to contact us if they are returning from those areas, so we can be aware of their return and monitor their quarantine arrangements.
And after suffering through the longest lockdown in Australia this year, Victorians will have a more relaxed New Year's Eve after a 60-day streak of 0 locally acquired cases. Household gatherings of up to 30 people are allowed, as are outdoor gatherings of up to 100 people. Bars, restaurants and other venues such as nightclubs are open, but with a limit on the number of patrons. But Melbourne's annual fireworks display over the Yarra River has been cancelled, and the state government has urged people to stay away from the Melbourne CBD, saying that only those with bookings at a venue in the city would be allowed in. The Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp, says cancelling the fireworks was a difficult decision.
For the first time in many, many years, we made the big decision, difficult decision, to cancel the fireworks. We did that because we know that it attracts up to 450,000 people into the city for one moment at midnight to enjoy a spectacular display and music. We are not doing that this year. A joint decision on the basis of making sure that we could have a safe New Year's Eve.
Queensland authorities are closely monitoring the quarantined passenger who flew into Brisbane with Australia's first known case of the South African coronavirus variant. The woman carrying the South African strain, which is thought to be a more contagious form of COVID-19, arrived in Queensland on December the 22nd. Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly says while the emergence of the more contagious strain is concerning, he says its effects are similar to the strains already in Australia. Dr. Kelly also wanted to remind Australians that despite the emergence of local clusters, Australia was handling the pandemic remarkably well.
This is a very different situation to many other countries. As we've said a lot, there are the intensive care units in California, for example, are completely full of and very much overwhelmed by the COVID situation. In the UK, in the last 24 hours, 51,000 new cases and many people who have unfortunately passed away and many in hospital. So we still have a very much different situation here in Australia, but those extra cases, particularly those ones that are outside of the Northern Beaches area, which we've been following for the last week or so, are a concern.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.